Ladies and gentle dogs, today is day 34 of the Inner Winner Show. I'm Andy, as always, and we're cranking along. So day 34, that's 9.31506849.3% of the way through my 365 project. How fucking awesome is that? I feel like I've only just started, but like I'm basically at 10% of the way through. That's cool as shit, boys and girls. Don't want to be exclusionary. So today we're going to have a fun one, a bit of a silly one. This is a story that I teased a couple of episodes ago. A girl who basically threw herself at me when I worked at Target years ago. If any of you don't know what Target is, it's basically like a clothing store. It's Target Australia is where I worked, but they're all pretty much the same. They're the same in America. So let's go back to when I was, I think I was 19 at the time. I was just a wee lad, a little boy, young lad. Actually, I think I would have been like 20 something, like 21, something like that. I was pretty young. I was pretty naive. I was incredibly stupid when it came to girls. I think a lot of us started off, at least a lot of the guys that I come into contact with, like guys I coach and all that kind of shit, like a lot of us were incredibly stupidly naive with girls. And how many guys have told me, I've lost count of the number of guys that have told me like cringeworthy stories, like absolutely cringeworthy stories of girls like on their bed, basically throwing themselves at these guys and they still don't make a move. And I know that I have lived a fairly glamorous lifestyle when it comes to sex. I've had quite a bit of it. I've had my fair share of sex, BDSM, threesomes, a foursome, all that kind of shit, right? But I did some cringeworthy shit when I was young. Holy Jesus, Mother Christ. So we're going to go into the most cringeworthy thing that I ever did. It was, as I said, I was like 20 something and I worked at Target, right? And I had a pretty good gig there. I was a manager of like a couple of different departments, like the fitting room section. I was the manager of that, which is like, I don't want to sound like a creepy motherfucker, but like, it's kind of cool being in charge of the, like, especially if you're like a young, horny, God, I'm going to sound like a creepy motherfucker here, but if you're like a young, early 20s, horny guy, being in charge of the fitting room is pretty cool. Cause like, I'll just leave it at that. I'm sure you can admit, like, I'm not going to say that I did anything creepy, but like you get to see hot chicks walking in with lingerie and you're like, God, I'm sounding like such a fucking creepy motherfucker, aren't I? Anyway, let's just like completely skip this awkward part. I was also in charge of a couple of other departments, but that was like the main department that I was in charge of. And I worked a few different departments in the store because it was like a small country town and, you know, you kind of have to move around different departments of the store. So I also worked in like the entertainment section. So where they sell like all the electronics and the, you know, video game consoles, Xbox, PlayStation, like all that kind of shit. And there was this cute girl who she would have been like 19 at the time, maybe 18. And I was like 20 something, like 21, 20, something like that. And we worked together a couple of shifts every now and then. And this girl was like super short, like a fucking midget. Like, I swear to God, this girl came up to my knees, right? She was like the height of my knees, maybe shorter than that. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but I don't think so. I legit think this chick was as short as my fucking knees. And she was decent enough. Like, I liked her. She was friendly. She was pretty cute. Maybe you'd even say she was hot. And we got on pretty well. And she just had like a very bubbly personality, very like easy to get on with. And she would always like start conversations with me, and me being an early 20s dumb fuck guy who was completely like naive when it came to women. Like at that point, I had only ever really had, I think, like one sexual partner ever, right? Like a girlfriend of a few years that I'd broken up with. It was like a horrible, shitty, abusive relationship. I will tell the story of that at some point too. Leave a comment if you want to hear the story of that. And so I didn't have much experience with women in general, with dating, with like picking up signals or knowing when they're into you or any of that kind of shit. And so like looking back, this story is so fucking cringeworthy. Wait till we get to the good shit. But like, this is the most cringeworthy story ever. Cause like this girl was like clearly into me, but at the time I had no idea. And as we're going to go into, I had no idea for like, God, years, right? I know some of you are cringing already thinking like, Jesus Christ, that's like exactly the shit that I've done too. This story gets fucking amazing. So This girl would start conversations all the damn time. She would, over time, so we worked together for like a year or two. And over time, after like 6 months, she started dropping like more and more obvious hints. Like she would say like, what are you doing on the weekend, Andy? And she would just make excuses to hang around. And like her boss would say like, hey, you're needed like at the front of the store. You have to leave. You have to go to the front of the store. And she would like find excuse. She'd be like, oh, but like Andy needs me here. And it's, and then me in my ignorance, I'd be like, no, I don't. You can go to the front. And she'd be like, oh, are you sure? Like, don't you need someone to like, and then she'd make up some reason why she had to stay with me. And the boss would be like, come on, like come to the front. And she'd be like, no, but I need to like help Andy like unpack the boxes. And I'd be like, no, I'm good. I got the boxes. And she'd like look at me disappointed and sad, but like, I was too stupid and dumb fucking naive. And I was single at the time, by the way. Like, but I was just too dumb to know. And I was into her too. Like, I had a mini crush on her. I thought she was fucking sexy, right? Especially the more time you spend with someone, like, in that kind of environment. We're both single, like, but I was such a dumb fuck shithead that I was just like, nah, you gotta go, you have to leave. Like, you gotta go to the front of the store, go help out. Like, I don't need you here. And she would always look at me with these, like, sad eyes, which I only know this in hindsight. At the time, I wasn't aware of any of this. So I'm telling this whole story in hindsight, like looking back. But at the time, like I said, I had no idea. So she would make excuses to spend time with me. She would like hang back after her shift ended. She would just hang around the department for like an hour or two, just like trying to talk to me. And God, it is so fucking cringeworthy when I think back. But at the time I was just like, no, she just has nothing to do, right? It's like, you fucking dumbass. Why would a 19-year-old girl like hang around at her workplace when she could be literally anywhere else? So there are like so many hints and things like this that she dropped like over like a year or two. And it all sort of escalated to, okay, I'll also backtrack and say like there were many, many, many times she'd say like, what are you up to on the weekend? Do you have anything to do? Are you doing anything exciting? What are you doing on Friday night? Like dropping these hints where I'm supposed to say like, oh, I'm free. Do you want to hang out? Like, but I was just too dumb fuck. So I'd be like, no, she's just like curious. And like, I think like, I don't think I had any idea whatsoever that she was into me, which sounds idiotic, especially when I go on and tell the rest of the story. But I just assumed she was like super friendly, right? Like she was like this, but like, when looking back, like she didn't say this shit to anyone else. And there were other people in the department and she would like basically ignore them and just talk to me. It was like a little puppy. She was like a little puppy dog that would like follow me around nonstop, showing me attention. And I was just like too dumb fuck to even know that she was doing it. The funny thing is like looking back, she probably thought that I was like, I don't know, too cool for her or some shit. But it's like, no, I was just like too dumb for you. Jesus Christ. Okay. So, and I laugh because like so many of my coaching clients and shit have told me stories like this. So many guys on my forums have told me stories exactly like this, but I guarantee you my story is like maybe worse than some of yours, if not as bad as some of yours. So dropping hints nonstop, asking about me all the time, spending as much time as she could with me. She was asking other people about me. Like other people would say like, oh, she was asking if you're single, like, and I just like, I somehow in my dumb, like young 20-year-old brain, like that didn't click that like, why is this girl asking you if you're asking other people if you're single, right? I was just like, oh, she's just like curious about my life. Like I just didn't think about it. And I'll skip to the main point of escalation, which is I was working in like the fitting rooms one day. This is going to sound so fucking retarded when I tell this story. I was in the fitting rooms and the store had closed and there was no customers in the store. Pretty much everybody had left except for me, like a couple of people who had to like close the rest of the store, like maybe one or two other people, and then this girl. And so she comes up to me right at the, like as we've closed the store, and she says like, do you mind if I try some stuff on? Right? And I was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Like, just don't get in the way. Don't make a mess. Like, go try on whatever clothes you want to try on, right? I just need to close up my department. So like, don't bother me. She's like, yep, fine. So she goes away and she's like humming and making lots of noise in the change room. And I'm just kind of ignoring her. Like she's obviously looking back. She's obviously like trying to get my attention or something. Ah, Jesus Christ. Here we get to the cringy part of the story. So she tries a couple of things on and then she comes out, right? And then she goes to the bra section And I'm just closing the department. I'm counting the money in the tills. I'm, you know, doing the paperwork. I'm doing that kind of shit. And she comes back pretty much right up to me holding like several different pairs of bras and panties. And as I say this, you guys are going to say like, Jesus Christ, okay, like, please tell me you had sex with her, right? So she's holding up these bra and panties and she's like, do you think these would look good on me? And she kind of holds them like over her clothing. She's holding them up in the air, right? Jesus Christ, like, can this, I feel so bad for this girl. She's like, she's obviously like looking back now that I know better, she's obviously like lost. She's gotten to that point where she can't even be subtle anymore. She's like, right, this motherfucker won't make a move on me. I'm just literally going to hold up bra and panties and say like, do you think I would look sexy? Like, you can't get any more obvious than that, right? But me in my dumb, naive brain was like, oh, she's just asking for like, I don't know, a guy that she's dating or something. So I was just like, yeah, like those look nice. And then she's like, do you mind if I try them on? And I'm like, yeah, sure, right? And so she... so she goes and tries them on. And she comes out, I shit you not, wearing only this fucking bra and panty set, right? The balls on this girl. I respect the fuck out of this girl. She lit, like, there's still other people working in the store. Like, not many. There's probably like three other people in the whole store. But like, Jesus Christ. Like, and it would have been on security camera and everything. Like, there weren't cameras in the change rooms, but she like came out of the change rooms and came all the way back to my department wearing like fucking lingerie, right? And she's modeling it for me. She's trying to like pose sexy. And she's like, what do you think? Like, how do I look? Right? And I'm like, in my dumb like 20-year-old brain, I'm like, oh my God, that's so hot. But I'm like, but I can't say that because that's sexually objectifying, right? So I'm just like, yeah, it looks good, right? And like, I'm like getting fucking turned on and I'm like, this is the hottest shit ever, but like, don't get horny, right? And like, this poor girl is like striking poses and shit. She's like, maybe, and she goes like, do you think red would look better on me? And I'm like, maybe. And then she goes away and changes into the red one and comes all the way back out, like basically within like a meter of, she's like coming up to me and saying like, do you think I look sexy? Like, can you get any more obvious than a girl being fucking half naked and saying, do you think I look sexy? Like, do you think that I look sexy? And me and my fucking idiotic 20-year-old naive self was just like, yeah, I guess so. And this poor fucking girl like modeled the third set of underwear and I still didn't make a move. Oh my God, this shit makes me cringe so hard. And then she goes away and she just gets changed. And then she's kind of like, so what did you think? And I'm just like, no, I got to close the department, right? I got to finish up here and go home. And like, oh my God, she asked me like, again, like, what are you doing on the weekend? What are you doing tonight? Like those kind of questions. And I still don't even, it doesn't click. Like nowhere in my head am I thinking like this girl is making a move. All I'm thinking is like, oh, you got to keep it professional. Fuck, I swear to God, this girl could have just gotten naked and like rubbed her clit. And I still, my dumb brain would have still been like, oh, keep it professional, bro. She's just showing you her pussy, but she doesn't actually want to have sex, bro. Like, oh, I cringe so hard when I look back on this shit. I forgive myself because I was young and idiotic, but like, holy Jesus Christ. So what have we learned? Andy was a fucking retard. If you've been a retard like that, and a million people have messaged me. Okay, that's an exaggeration. But like a couple of 100,000 people have messaged me. That's also an exaggeration. And told me like all their cringeworthy stories of like girls who've been like basically naked on their bed. Girls who've like gotten really drunk and like basically sat on their lap and started making out with them. And the guys still don't make a move. Like, I think the difference is you guys knew that the girls were coming onto you. And you knew that it was a sexual situation and you should have made a move, but you were just too like scared. I was so fucking dumb. I didn't know that she was coming onto me. And you say like, bro, how the fuck can you not know that a girl is coming onto you when she's literally like trying on lingerie and saying, do you think I'm sexy? And she tries on three different pairs. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I was so young and dumb and naive because I'm not like that now. Like, the slightest hint that a girl is into me, bam, I'm taking a shot. Like, I'm making a move. Like how many girls have I slept with at this point? It's a ridiculous number. I've had threesomes. Like, I know what I'm doing. But for some dumb reason, I didn't know that she was into me. I know that sounds impossible. I know that sounds fucking stupid. I just genuinely didn't know. So the moral of the story is take your shot, make your move. If a girl is like giving you hints like that, it is better to take a shot, ask her out, say like, hey, what are you doing on the weekend? Do you want to grab a drink? This girl literally said to me several times, what are you doing on the weekend? Probably like 30 times over the time we worked together. If that ever happens to you, just say like, cool, let's grab a drink. Like, I'm not doing anything. Do you want to chill? Do you want to grab a coffee? Do you want to grab a drink? Do you want to watch Netflix? Do you want to watch a movie? If you're like a very shy, inexperienced guy, you can fucking make it easy on yourself and say like, let's grab a fucking burger or something. Like, let's have a casual date, right? Like, you don't have to grab a drink and have sex right away. But there is an upside to this story. There is a positive to this story. So I ended up leaving that town. That was like a small country town. I left, right? And several years later, I came back to visit my parents, and I was staying for like, I ended up staying for like 6 months or something. Like, I think it was longer than that. I think it was like a year. Because I moved back home for a little bit, for like a year, so that I could save some money and then move out again. And she messaged me out of the blue. And she was just like, oh, hey, I heard you're back in town. Like, you know, she didn't ask to meet up or any of that. But she's like, hey, I heard you're back in town. Like, you know, that's awesome. Cool. Right? And like something had clicked in those years. I think I'd gotten a little more experience. It had been like 3 years or something since I'd come back. And like looking back, I kind of had a hint of like, I think she was into me. Right? Like, it's like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. But like, I started to put the pieces together. And so I can't remember exactly how it happened. One of us said something. I think I probably said something first. Like, by the way, I always kind of liked you. And she basically like flipped the fuck out. She was like, are you fucking kidding me? I think she even would have used like similar words because she was like kind of like a crass girl. She used to like swear all the time. She probably would have said something like that. Like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, do you know how much of a crush I had on you? And I was like, wait, what? It still hadn't completely clicked in my mind that she was on, like, had been really into me. And she was like, I used to talk to you every day, right? I used to make excuses to come and hang out with you. I used to, like, spend so much time in your department just, like, inventing reasons to talk to you. And I was like, actually, now that you mention it, that is kind of true. And she's like, and I even came out and wore lingerie for you, remember? And then I was thinking, and then, like, the penny dropped, and I was like, oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. And like, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like the first thing I wrote to her was like, I'm so sorry. Cause we were like texting or whatever. I was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, I fucking tried lingerie on for you and you still didn't ask me out. Like, did you think I was ugly? Like what? And I was like, no, I was really into you. I'm so sorry. Like I was legitimately into you. Like I really thought you were hot. And she's like, I thought you were hot. Why didn't you fucking ask me out? And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like I was a dumb 20-year-old. And she's like, yeah, you're a dumb fucking 20. Like, what am I supposed to do? And I was like, did you think I was rejecting you? And she's like, yeah, you broke my fucking heart. Like I thought I was an ugly piece of shit or something. Like you've rejected me like 50 times over like 2 years. Like I thought you weren't into me. And I was like, I'm so fucking sorry. I'm so fucking sorry. Like we ended up meeting up. We hung out, we had some drinks, and basically, like, half of that conversation was me saying, like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I was such a fucking idiot. And she's like, it's fine, but, like, Jesus Christ, like, I don't know how I could have been any more obvious. And I was like, no, you didn't do anything wrong. In fact, like, you have massive balls. Because, by the way, guys, like, 99.99999% of women will not be that confident. Like, she is the most bold girl that I've ever met in my entire life. Okay, maybe, like, one or two other exceptions, but, like, she's in the top three of my entire life in terms of like having the balls. And you ask any girl, like most girls, 99% of girls would be like, no fucking way I could have done what she did. Like she came out in lingerie to hit on you. Like Jesus Christ, in a store, in a public store when there were other people working there. Like this girl has balls and you still didn't make a move on her, you fucking pussy. Yeah, I was a fucking pussy, but I forgive myself because I was naive as fuck. Anyway, so we had a date, we had some drinks, we got drunk. We went to the beach because neither of us had a place at that. I was obviously staying with my parents. She lived with her parents. It was like a small country town, so you can't really like, you don't really have your own apartment. And we ended up going to the beach. It was like late at night. We had some whiskey, had some beers. We went behind like the sand dunes and we ended up having sex. It was like ridiculously good sex, like fucking good sex, really good sex. And I felt like that was my redemption. I was like, okay, Jesus Christ, like everything is right in the world. Like the universe is okay. Like, you know, I had my second chance. I didn't screw this up. I'm cringeworthy as fuck the first time, but at least I had the balls to pull the trigger the second time. She was happy. We had a good time. She goes home. I go home. And then like, I wake up the next morning because we ended up having sex until like 2 a.m. or something. And like in the, by the way, having sex in the sand is not as glamorous as you think it is. Like having sex on a beach is not as glamorous as you think it is. There's sand getting everywhere. It's itchy. It's scratchy. But it was like ridiculously good sex. Because like I said at the start of the story, she was like really, really fucking tiny. And having sex with like really small girls, and any girl will tell you this, like girls love having sex with guys that are bigger than them. And guys love having sex with girls that are smaller than them. Because it's just like so much fun. You can like pick her up. You can like, positions are easy. Like it's fun as fuck. It's also romantic as fuck, guys. Having a girl like have to lean up to you and you get to lean down to kiss her. Like that's some fucking romance shit right there, son. I love that romance shit. So we had sex. We both go home. The next morning I wake up. It was like 10 a.m. I wake up and like there's like 10 messages on my phone from her, right? And the messages are just like, why aren't you responding? Like, how could you use me like this? Why did you do this? And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Like, what happened? So I send her a text and I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? Like I had fun last night. And she's like, how come you didn't reply? And I was like, I was in bed. It was like 2 a.m. when I got home. Like, what do you mean? You didn't, when would I have replied? Like I just got home and I went straight to bed. And long story short, I never ended up fucking hanging out with her again, which is the weirdest fucking most anticlimactic weird end to that story. I have no idea what went on. I think it would have been different now, but back then I was like super naive and like young and I just like, I mean, I still wouldn't react well to that right now because that was weird. Like her just blowing the fuck up and being like, why aren't you texting me? What are you doing? Why'd you use me like that? Like that's fucking weird. That's fucked up. But I think I would handle it better now. I'd be like, wait, what are you talking about? I didn't use you. Like, let's have a chat if you want to. Like, I don't want you to feel like I used you. Whereas back then I was just like, oh my God, I'm scared. Like, what is she saying? Like, I just didn't text. Like I texted her once and I was like, I didn't use you. And like, I thought you had fun and she just kind of blew up my phone again. So then I just never responded again because I was young and naive. And like, I guess I didn't know what to do. Like, it was a fucking weird reaction. Fucking weird. Anyway. Then like years later, it was like 6 months ago or like a year ago from now. So that's like 10 years later, she adds me on Facebook, right? And I have like no one on my Facebook. I never use my Facebook. I literally don't use Facebook. I think I have like 30 friends on my Facebook. I've never like posted anything ever. Like I just don't use Facebook. And she added me on Facebook. And I got an email saying like, oh, this person added you on Facebook. And it's like, how would she even have found my account? It's not like I'm posting and I showed up in her feed. It's not like we have mutual friends or anything. She had added me. So I check her out on Facebook. She's got like a husband and a kid. And I'm like, what's up? Like, how come you added me? And she says just like some weird thing of like, oh, I was just like thinking about you. And obviously, I'm not going to mess around. She lives on the other side of the country. Even if she didn't, I'm not interested in messing around with a girl who has like a boyfriend and like a husband and a kid. That's not something I want to do. If you want to do that, more power to you. But that's just not how I roll. And so I was like, okay, that's like a bit weird. So I blocked her. What a fucking anticlimactic end to this story, right? Like, but I guess that's how like most relationships or flings or sexual experiences go. Like a lot of the time it's not glamorous. It just kind of fizzles out or there's like a weird ending to it. But like moral of the story is take your shot. If a girl is giving you these hints that are so fucking obvious like these, please don't be a cringeworthy motherfucker like I was. If a girl comes out in lingerie, please have sex with her. Like, please literally have sex with her, or at least just say like, would you like to hang out tonight and show me that lingerie? If you're not confident enough for that, would you like to grab a coffee? If you're not confident enough for that, do you want to hang out sometime? Don't be a cringeworthy motherfucker like me. Please.